This is David Duke. Now I'm going to quote from you what I consider to be one of the most powerful letters I have ever read in my life, one of the greatest responses I've ever seen to expression of freedom of speech and ideals on this matter. I really believe the letter that I'm going to read to you is it's like a textbook response that all of us should study, understand, and it's a perfect mold, it's a perfect example for us to use in the future for those of you who want to frame letters to your newspapers or magazines or publications or internet or message boards about these issues. I think it's a perfect response. It's just a fantastic letter on the University of Toronto's outrageous attempt to suppress nonviolent freedom of political speech and to imprison students and faculty who exercise their freedom of speech and freedom of conscience. The letter is a classic. And again, it should be a perfect outline for students in addressing freedom of speech issues. And I tell you, before I read this letter, I want to tell you how much I salute the courageous students who stand up for the truth against the blatant suppression and intimidation of Jewish supremacism. It's one of the most well-written and most powerful letters I've ever read. Now let me read this letter. I will try to do it as well as I can, as passionately as I can, as I would hope the author would like. We might even take this and we might take it and do an excerpt from it and make an audio file, because I think this letter is just fantastic. And let me give it to you right now. Listen closely. This is a letter that has the ideas in it that we can win on. That for any person of fairness, any person of any sort of open-mindedness, which I think does exist among many of our people, I think any person who has an intelligence, or at least a modicum of intelligence, will see the logic and fairness of this letter. Here we go. To the faculty and students at the University of Toronto, I and a small group of my fellow students have dared to distribute a little piece of paper that dares to expose Jewish supremacism. In it, we dare to quote from the outspoken former American elected official, Dr. David Duke, who has written a book called Jewish Supremacism. Dr. Duke has been one of America's most persistent and eloquent foes of the Iraq War and American-Israeli policy. Jewish Supremacism is not an anti-Semitic book. In fact, it's dedicated to a Jew, the late Dr. Israel Shahak, a survivor of the concentration camps during World War II and a leader of the Israeli peace movement. People can read parts of the book for themselves on Dr. Duke's website, www.davidduke.com, and see clearly that it is not anti-Semitic, but simply opposes the extremist Jewish supremacism that drives the Israeli state and its supporters around the world. Merely calling someone anti-Semitic doesn't make it so. At the University of Toronto, we are free. We have free speech. We are free to expose and condemn white people for mistreatment of Indians, for white colonialism around the world. We are free to accuse white people and the white establishment of racism, real and imagined. We are free to condemn any person who says being straight is better than being gay. We can do these things without threat of being expelled from the university, without the possibility of the police coming and getting us in the middle of the night and throwing us into jail for months or years. But if we dare to expose elements of Jewish supremacism, for instance, the Jewish supremacism that exists in Israel and that is being advanced by extremist Jews around the world who support the extremist Jewish state, we will find ourselves the criminal. Expose the open, anti-Gentile, anti-Christian hatred of extremist Jews in Canada or the United States, and we will may find ourselves charged with hatred and face expulsion and even years of imprisonment. Why is it that exposing elements of racial or religious hatred among extremist Christians deserves praise, but exposing it among Jews deserves jail. Why is exposing white extremism called love, but exposing Jewish extremism called hate? Why is it called hate to expose the fact that Israel is a Jewish supremacist, apartheid nation of segregation of Jews from non-Jews? Why is it called hatred to expose the fact that in Israel marriage between a Jew and a Gentile is not recognized by law? Why is it called hatred to expose the fact that Israel is a Jewish supremacist nation that limits immigration only to Jews? Why is it called hatred to expose the fact that Israel routinely tortures thousands of Palestinians each year, but will never, ever do so to a Jew for any crime? Why is it called hatred to expose the fact that Jews in Israel have stolen huge swaths of Palestinian land and oppressed, tortured, terrorized, and murdered thousands of Palestinians in the occupied territories? Why is it called hatred to point out that Jewish supremacist neocons such as Wolfowitz, Pearl, Feith, Wormser, and Libby lied to the world about Iraqi weapons of mass destruction and have led the efforts for the murderous Iraq war, resulting in the deaths of at least 100,000 people and a rise in world terrorism and hate? Why is it called hatred to tell the obvious truth about the Iraq war? The Iraq war, conceived and driven by Jewish supremacists, a war for Israel. Why is it hatred to point out that Jewish neocons seek to exacerbate relations between the Christian and Islamic world and to wash the world in blood in what they call proudly World War IV? Canada, oh Canada, fellow students and faculty, where is the freedom of our fathers? Where has gone the most important of human rights, free speech, the right upon which all other rights are hinged? Who has taken these rights from you? It is not we who put our ideas on a small piece of paper who should be investigated by the police. You should investigate the authorities and groups who promote these laws against freedom of speech, free thought, and free conscience, and seek to jail people, imprison them for an exercise of free speech and conscience. Those are the true criminals. You will find that these laws are most vigorously promoted by the same Jewish supremacist organizations, such as the Canadian Jewish Congress, who are desperate for you not to learn of their own supremacism. These organizations support wholeheartedly the apartheid state of Israel, a state that routinely tortures thousands of Palestinians each year, but will never torture a Jew for any offense, no matter how heinous. They support Israel, which is a state based primarily on genetics, on heritage, more so than religion. A person of Jewish descent who's an atheist from anywhere in the world can immigrate to Israel, while a Palestinian who was born there cannot. And the Canadian Jewish Congress works desperately to stop intermarriage of Jews and Gentiles in Canada, an act by itself which would be universally condemned if any white Canadian group did so. Why is the Canadian Jewish Congress afraid of free speech? Is it not afraid that free speech would expose its own hypocrisy, its own supremacist ideology? What truth is so weak that it must imprison human beings who dare to question it? What's happening at this university is no different than the darkest chapters of human suppression. In the Middle Ages, the masters of intolerance called those who loved science and truth heretics, and by that label imprisoned them. They also call them haters of God and haters of truth. In modern times, the masters of intolerance call those who expose Jewish extremism anti-Semites or haters, and by that label, imprison them. I and my fellow students, faculty, and other free speechers are opposed to supremacism wherever it exists. We are opposed to supremacism and hatred, whether it be white, black, multi-hued, whether it be Christian or Jewish, gay or straight, male or female. But unlike the Canadian Jewish Congress and this supine administration, we believe the way to oppose supremacism is through discussion and debate, not with imprisonment worthy of some tin-pot dictatorship. The truth is that those who seek to hunt down like criminals, to expel and imprison those who have dared to express their freedom of conscience, thought, opinion, and speech, are the true enemies of diversity and of tolerance. They are the ones who should be prosecuted for violations of human rights. They are really violating human rights when they're trying to lock people behind prison. They're not just expressing ideas. They are the enemies of freedom. None of our fellow students and faculty who courageously oppose Jewish supremacism support jail for those who support free speech in the Jewish apartheid state. None of us support jail even for those who praise Israel or praise Ariel Sharon or defend Israel from any of the attacks upon it for its supremacist policies. But those who conspire to imprison people for daring to utter an opinion, no matter how unpopular, are guilty of the real human rights violations. Many officials have been tried in the World Court for imprisoning people who exercise their freedom of speech. The efforts of the university head to expel and imprison we who expressed our freedom of speech is a real human rights violation. With all due respect, I must respectfully report that the head of our esteemed university should be the one investigated. Maybe Amnesty International will do it. I urge all other students, whether or not they agree with the substance of our arguments, to support the rights of their fellow students and faculty to our human right of free speech. And this letter is signed by Freedomus, a student who dares not reveal his name to the inquisitors. P.S. Hopefully those students and faculty who still love freedom will quietly and adroitly copy this missive and leave it about on desks, chairs, in books, or other places where students may read for themselves about what is happening to our freedoms, our university, our dear Canada. Are our people going to be afraid to distribute this defense of freedom of speech? Because today, even in Canada, you can't defend a freedom of speech without fear of imprisonment. What have we come to, my dear Canada? Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm looking forward to your replies and responses. You can, again, email me at info44@davidduke.com. What a fantastic letter. All I can say to that letter is, wow. I mean, that is about the best I've ever seen. Man, I wish I would have written that letter. That's about the best. I love it. And it's perfect. It absolutely throws the ball back in their court, and it shows how the real oppressors, the real haters, the real deniers of human rights, the real dark forces that exist in our society, it's not our side, it's the other side, those that try to imprison people from expressing their freedom of speech.
This has been David Duke for our heritage and our freedom.